Visiting today with Jared Singer of Saline County FSA. Jared, I understand you've got some deadlines and other information you want to talk about this morning.
That's right, Larry. It's good to be with you again. First thing I want to mention is crop reporting. Crop reports are normally due July 15th for spring seeded crops. If you miss that deadline this year, though, you are in luck because USDA announced that that deadline is being extended till July 22nd. So again, if you didn't get it done by July 15th, come in and see us now. You've got until July 22nd to file your 2019 acreage report timely. Any report that's filed after the 22nd will require a late filing fee of at least $46 per farm number. So be sure to get in and get your acreage report completed if you haven't done so already. Larry, as you know, it's been a heck of a year with flooding in our area. And due to the flooding we've experienced this year, many counties throughout Missouri have been approved for the Emergency Conservation Program, or ECP. ECP provides cost-share assistance to restore farmland to pre-disaster condition. And counties in the immediate KMMO listing area, which are currently approved for ECP, include Carroll, Sheraton, Clay, Cooper, Howard, Lafayette, Ray, and Saline. But I would encourage producers to check with their local FSA office to see if ECP is available in their county. The sign up for the program is now open and runs through August 30th, and ECP can help with things like removing debris, grading, shaping, and re-leveling, ditch clean out, and sand and silt removal. It's important to note that levees are not eligible for ECP assistance. When you get ready to apply, you'll need to know what type of damage you have and where the damage is on each farm. And if the land happens to still be underwater, but you think you may have damage, we'd encourage you to go ahead and submit an application. And then once the land is accessible, we'll schedule a field visit to determine eligibility and cost estimates. Do want producers to note that it is imperative that absolutely no work is started prior to FSA completing the field visit and environmental review. If any work does start before that environmental review is completed, the application will not be eligible for assistance. So it's important to keep that in mind. Also, Larry, an informational meeting is going to be held to discuss ECP and other flood recovery resources. And that meeting's scheduled for Tuesday, August 13th at 9 a.m. in Norburn at the Goppert Community Building. So producers should put that on their calendar if they're interested. But again, I'd encourage you, if you think you have eligible damage, to go ahead and stop by your FSA office now to submit an application. And again, that deadline to apply for ECP is August 30th. The other thing, Larry, we have going on right now in FSA offices is the 2019 County Committee election process. We're currently accepting nominations for county committee members, and the deadline to nominate yourself or someone else is August 1st. In Saline County, this year's election is for Area 3, which is comprised of the townships of Blackwater, Elmwood, Liberty, and Salt Pond. So if your farming operation is headquartered in Area 3, you're eligible to be nominated and to vote in the county committee election. And if you're not sure which area you're in, contact the office and we'd be happy to let you know. And it's critical, Larry, that FSA County Committee members represent all farmers and ranchers, especially traditionally underserved groups, including minorities and women. So we encourage everybody in the county to participate in the election process. So stop in the office before August 1st to nominate yourself or someone else, or you can also download the nomination form at fsa.usda.gov. So the three big dates, Larry, that we want producers to keep in mind is that crop reporting deadline was extended to July 22nd, county committee nominations are due August 1st, and lastly, apply for ECP flood assistance by August 30th.
Thanks, Jared. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.